mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. The weekend is here this Friday, August 28th. I am Jason Burma sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours with Mark Siegel, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Eisenstein, and John Perkins. But boy, do I have a stacker of news to cover in this first hour. Bill would give president emergency control of the internet. Now, we've covered the Cyber Security Act here. We've covered the Cyberbullying Act that was promoted by Miley Cyrus. Now, this is the latest off of CNET, and it's the lead story over at Drudge. Internet companies and civil liberty groups were alarmed this spring when a U.S. Senate bill proposed handing the White House the power to disconnect private sector computers from the internet. Now, this is probably the Cybersecurity Act that they're talking about. It's weird because they don't really mention the bill in this. I guess they want people to know that it's happening. They don't want people to look at the nightmarish legislation being proposed by Senator Jay Rockefeller. There's not much happier about the revised version that aides to Senator Jay Rockefeller, a West Virginia Democrat, have spent months drafting behind closed doors. CNET News has obtained a copy of the 55-page draft, and they have a little excerpt there, which still appears to permit the president to seize temporary control, temporary please, of private sector networks during so-called cybersecurity emergencies. Now, what is a cybersecurity emergency? Perhaps it's an image of the president that goes viral that depicts him in a manner that is not flattering. And even MSNBC wrote up an article. It just got up there. Hey, Flickr, why so censorious? The jokerized image of President Barack Obama sat unmolested on Flickr for about 2 months before it was removed by the staff at a photo-sharing website. A couple thousand users viewed the image. Obama's Time magazine cover superimposed with the iconic Joker look from The Dark Knight, and many of them commented on it. Sometimes it got heated. Then the co-opted image was co-opted again, the Time cover replaced with a single word, socialism, and anti-Obama posters that started popping up in Los Angeles. Suddenly the original jokerized Time cover was gone from Flickr. And so were the comments. People noticed. Media noticed too. But the media was jumping on it saying, oh, you're racist if you're doing this. This is a good thing. This article is a three-pager, and it's basically saying what's going on here. This Digital Millennium Copyright Act claim that you're talking about didn't come from Time magazine, didn't come from the original artist. So where are you getting this stuff from, and why are you censoring this image? It's obviously not pornography. It's obviously in the bounds of free speech. It's not racist. Look, it's not racist to paint somebody up as a famous DC character, and now a movie character. I mean, there wasn't a bigger film than The Dark Knight last year. Okay, so when you paint the president up as a villain, you're basically making social commentary that he ain't a good guy, that he's the bad guy, and the joke's on us. Nothing to do with racism whatsoever. Zero to do with racism, but they want to paint us up as a bunch of white supremacists who hate everybody, and, you know, we want to take over the government by any means necessary. We want to shoot people. We want to blow up buildings. They want to associate us with domestic extremism and terrorism. They want to tell people we will work with Al-Qaeda to bring this country down, in the words of Glenn Beck. Total scum. In fact, I was watching Glenn Beck yesterday. I was in the break room. We tape a lot of news here, and I'm watching him, and he's got Michelle Malkin, that little devil woman, on, and I don't remember who the other guy was, but he was an advisor for the Carter administration, and they're all talking about, oh, how bad it is, and how bad the Democrats have gotten, and Acorn is bad, and they're bringing up AmeriCorps, but they don't want to tie it together that this is beyond left or right. This isn't a socialist agenda coming out of the Democratic Party. No, this is a globalist agenda being pushed by our banker overlords. And that's why they're openly stating, oh, the FDIC might go under. In fact, that's another top headline here. They're talking about 400-plus banks that are going to go under with them. We're going to get to that in a moment. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, folks, at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. And let's not forget that President Barack Obama has already stated that he has built a cybersecurity office, a new intelligence service, okay? Another bureaucracy. Homeland Security, not enough. You know, the NSA wasn't enough before that. The CIA, the FBI, all these other agencies, not enough. We need a cybersecurity czar. And they brought this word back into the language as though it's commonplace and we should be accepting it. Folks, we shouldn't be accepting czars. We have elected officials for a reason. We like things like oversight. We like to stop corruption and bring people up on charges when they do something wrong. Czar is just like, I'm omnipresent, I have all the power, I do what I want. And that's why they've created the cybersecurity office and a cybersecurity czar. Let me read a little bit more of this article here. The new version would allow the president to declare a cybersecurity emergency relating to non-governmental computer networks and do what's necessary to respond to a threat. Other sections of the proposal include a federal certification program for cybersecurity professionals and a requirement that certain computer systems and networks in the private sector be managed by people who have been awarded that license. In other words, we need government snoops on all privatized networks with hands-on experience. We can't afford to have somebody miles and miles away trying to shut down a server. We need somebody on site. I think the redraft, while improved, remains troubling due to its vagueness, said Larry Clinton, president of the Internet Security Alliance, which counts representatives of Verizon, VeriSign, Nortel, and Carnegie Mellon University on its board. It is unclear what authority Senator Rockefeller thinks is necessary over the private sector. Unless this is clarified, we cannot properly analyze, let alone support the bill. No, you can properly analyze this bill. It's garbage. It's crap. It's control. That's what this bill is about. It's about the elimination of free speech on the internet entirely. It will allow them to shut down InfoWars. It will allow them to shut down any article that they don't see fit. If they don't like what Larry Flint is saying over at the Huffington Post and it's getting too much traction, nix it, okay? They feel very, very threatened. You know, I used the point yesterday of how Michael Moore had his trailer on from August 20th to the 26th and only received 30,000 views. Well, I went to the Alexa ratings yesterday, and MichaelMoore.com is like 44 or 45,000, okay? Compare that to InfoWars.com. We're below 4,000. We are 11 times more popular than the most popular documentary filmmaker in the world. What does that say? That says that they have to start regulating us before we go completely supernova. And that's what these bills are about. All right, let's shift the gears. Let's get into this top 400 list. This is a Wall Street Journal article, by the way. Banks on sick list, top 400. Okay, the banking industry continues to deteriorate while federal regulators are adding 111 lenders to their list of endangered banks in the latest quarter. Even the economy shows signs of stabilizing. That's a total lie. They constantly are saying, oh, the economy's stabilizing, growth is starting to occur. No, it's not, folks. In fact, I've got another article here. Whirlpool about to fire 1,100 people, and that's nothing. Whirlpool, just another company feeling the crunch. They're out of here. 1,100 more jobs out of here. The post office is firing and buying out 30,000 of its employees. Meanwhile, they are converting to a global currency for international shipping. Say it with me. They are converting to a global currency, the SDR unit, Special Drawing Rights Unit. This is the currency of the current incarnation of the New World Order. This is what they're promoting. This is what they're pushing. Data released Thursday painted a gloomy picture of the state of banking. The government fund that protects consumer deposits fell to its lowest level since 1993. The continuing lows, which come despite trillions of dollars in government rescue financing and rebounding stock market, raise questions about how quickly the economy can revive. Well, at least they're being honest about the trillions. They're not going to tell you $24 trillion, which we... I think it was 23.7 2 months ago in Bloomberg now, almost 2 months ago. They're reporting 23.7 trill, dog. 23.7 trill they've gutted us for. And all that's going to happen is all these smaller banks, the ones that are actually semi-honest, are going to be put out of business as they consolidate power and they just take it to the house. Let me tell you something. Merrill Lynch ain't going under. Bank of America ain't going under. Chase Manhattan ain't going under. These CEOs are not facing hardships. No, they're out on a beach somewhere laughing it up, patting each other on the back. Another martini, you bet. You bet. I mean, they are drinking alcoholic fruity beverages while laughing at you as their bank account just goes through the roof. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corp said it has 416 banks on its problem list at the end of June, equivalent to about 5% of the nation's bank, up from 305 at the end of March. And 117 at the end of June 2008. Problem banks had a combined $299.8 billion of assets at the end of June, compared to $78.3 billion a year ago. Landing on the FDIC's problem list means a bank is at a high risk of insolvency. State and federal regulators have already shut 81 banks this year. And again, we reported it this week, one of the second largest bank to go under was right here in Texas. And they're just out of here. Gone. Done. So you're just going to continue to see this again and again and again. And I don't know if they're going to declare a bank holiday. I don't know what happens if the FDIC goes under. But I do know that they are moving towards a global system of currency. And this SDR unit, which they've loaned out to Mexico now, it's what they loan out. They're not loaning out dollars. The dollar is dead. It's done. It's over with. Get a grip. Be an adult. Admit it to yourself. Admit you need a plan. Your dollars are... When Max Kaiser, it must have been like 4 or 5 months ago, when he was using the toilet paper analogy, he was spot on. And how are we going to communicate with one another as this happens if they shut down the internet? Let's not forget either, because a lot of people still think that You know, they don't surveil everything we do on the internet. Look, it came out in Hepting versus AT&T, over 40 officials blew the whistle, Mark Klein being one of them, that everything you do on your cell phone and on the internet is tracked, traced, and databased by all the major companies, including AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, you name it. Jason, how does that work? It's very easy. Everything goes through a line, a physical line. Information goes over fiber optic cables, okay? So they just split the fiber optic cable, they send it into the secret room in a room full of servers. Everything is copied verbatim. It doesn't have any distinguishing what's allowed to be copied and what's not. And then it runs through software like Carnivore and Promise. Those are old declassified pieces of software. God knows what they're using today. And they look for keywords and key phrases and patterns. And everything you do is being categorized. And it's going to jump to another level as soon as Microsoft launches their Project Natal, where they literally put a face scanning voice recognition camera in your home. You are the controller. It's hooked up to the internet all the time, unless you unplug your Ethernet system, and most people won't be smart enough to do that. And this thing can recognize up to 4 people at once, okay? It recognizes your voice pattern. You can shop online with this thing. It's like the Jetsons. You go on to Amazon.com. It's looking at you as you're shopping through it. Your hand is the remote control. You can model clothes with this thing. This is the next level, and we are being acclimated to it on another level. We are being trained to think that's okay to have in your house. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, they're saying that the worst parents are now going to have to be under 24-hour CCTV surveillance in their home. In their home! Their very own residence. And if you don't think that that's coming to the United States, it is. Everything that happens in the UK eventually gets here, and everything that happens here eventually gets to the UK. We are the model. Meanwhile, we love China's slave state. We can't get enough of the way that they treat their workers, their one-child policies, and we move closer to that as they start to wear our blue jeans and slurp down our Coca-Cola. It is this motion towards a global society, towards one world. And that's what the elite continue to push. All right. I've harped on the banks, I've harped on the economy, I've harped on the cybersecurity. It's time to get into swine flu. Now, if you've been listening this week, I've been ranting and raving how you can't get higher than level 6. Well, apparently, the WHO is announcing in Spain that they are higher than level 6. Weird, right? I'm holding an article out of the Coast of News right now. Hospitals gear up for flu epidemic. And right here, this little excerpt, as each medical facility puts its protocols into action, the health authority continues to keep its 24-hour hotline, and the World Health Organization has raised its pandemic alert level to 6.2. 6.2? Wait a minute. You're not supposed to be above 6. This is about fear-mongering. This is about trying to get people even more overhyped about this situation. Oh my God, 6.2. It's like them raising the terror threat level right before the elections. Remember, we were big conspiracy theorists when they started raising the terror threat level in 2004. And we said, look, there's no more of a threat for terrorism than there was yesterday or the week before or the month before. This is all politics. This is about fear-mongering to the American public, because it didn't really matter that John Kerry won the election. That's right, John Kerry won the 2004 election, folks. I mean, count the ballots. But then he bowed down the next day after they rigged it. He didn't challenge it. He didn't say, hey, I want to see my votes over in Ohio. Hey, I want to see where they had diebold systems. He said, you know what? My skull and bones brother is going to make a great president for the next 4 years. I love him. My second cousin on one side, my eighth cousin on the other, George W. Bush, our savior. And folks, just like when they try to say, we're at orange, we're at red, oh my God. 6 was supposed to be the level that you couldn't go above. Well, now they're saying that's just not enough. We've got to get to 6.2. And I got to go to the WHO website and see how far they're going to ratchet this up. I mean, will there be a 7? Will there be an 8 shortly? I mean, after they start rounding people up and forcibly vaccinating them and they have quarantine centers, are we going to be higher than 6.2? And I've noticed there's no U.S. media talking about this 6.2 event. I hadn't seen it until today. But apparently in Spain, we're at 6.2 on the WHO level. We're going to talk about that, and it's either a fake poll or they've really brainwashed a lot of people. 2/3 in U.S. plan to get swine flu vaccine. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, and $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-455-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours. We've got Dr. Mark Siegel, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Eisenstein, and, of course, the economic hitman himself, John Perkins, coming up. But first, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, Diginet.net. Now, a lot of you out there don't like the man. When you get pulled over by a cop, you don't know what to do. Well, Diginet.net is here to help. I mean, they set up these security systems where police better be good to you. They better respect your Constitution and Bill of Rights because they're on film and they don't know it. Okay, these systems ensure that the truth will be told eventually. It's diganet.net, diganet.net, 888-344-6681, or go click the banner over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, so this latest poll, two-thirds in the U.S. plan to get swine flu vaccine, this is out of Reuters. Now, I saw this, and I thought to myself, that can't be true. Okay, two-thirds, this has to be a rigged poll, or their propaganda has gotten so sophisticated and over the top, they have convinced another 30 to 40% to take the shot. Only, I don't know, 1 month, maybe 6 weeks ago, they ran a poll, it was in Reuters. The headline was less than 30% plan to take the shot, or around 30%. But then you read deeper into the article, and it was 18%, so it was less than 20%. It said 18% of people are going to take this shot, and it can't be more than a month old. Now they're saying two-thirds in the U.S. plan to get the swine flu vaccine? Two-thirds? Well, if two-thirds take it, then they might be right. Then maybe 30 to 40% of the workforce won't be around, because you're injecting them with a live virus. Okay, you're injecting them with squalene, with mercury, with total hate and domination. All right, let's read it. More than 90% of Americans plan to do something to protect themselves from the H1N1 pandemic flu virus, and more than 60% will get vaccinated, according to an American Red Cross survey released on Thursday. Only 11% say they were very worried about the new swine flu, and another 29% are somewhat worried. The rest, 60%, said that they are not worried. I just can't buy it, folks. I cannot buy that two-thirds of the people out there are getting ready to roll up their sleeves for this poison. But I guess, you know, when you put out a massive propaganda campaign, when you offer people $50 stipends to take the shot, when you make churches and local schools the vaccination centers, maybe they will get two-thirds of you idiots out there. But if you're listening to this program right now and you have not warned your family, you know, you got a niece or a nephew out there. I got a 4-year-old little niece. She's just starting up pre-K this week, in fact. I talked to her, I think, 2 or 3 nights ago. Adorable. I love her to death. And her father and my brother, very well aware of this stuff. And, you know, he's still got to have a talk with the mother of the child and say, look, we're not giving our baby this shot. Period. Amen. It's not happening. There's no swine flu shot for my 4-year-old niece. Now, I've had that conversation. The question is, have you had that conversation with your sister, your brother, your mother, your father, your friend? You need to have that conversation with them. And if you have to arm yourself with a little bit of knowledge, if you have to spend some time at a computer and print off all these mainline articles, if you have to go to PrisonPlanet.com and find this stuff, get the mainline source articles, okay? That's why what we do here is so damn important. Everything we report is reported by the mainstream. Sure, it's on, you know, the 17th page of the newspaper, or it's hidden 3/4 of the way through the article. But if you can read and your brain still works on some level, you haven't succumbed to the mercury poisoning and the fluoride in the water, maybe you have a shot to stop this thing. Maybe you have a shot to protect those that you love. Okay? So I just couldn't believe it. Apparently we're at 6.2. Apparently two-thirds of the people are going to take this vaccine. I don't buy it. I think there's more of a resistance out there. This, you know, we should remind people that in the beginning of August, the head of Merck vaccine unit retires early as deal looms. This guy didn't want anything to do with this whole swine flu vaccination. A TARP Merck and CEO executive, once viewed as a candidate to become chief executive of the drug maker, has retired, possibly signaling a management shakeup ahead of Merck's planned purchase of Shareplo Corp. Margaret Milligan announced internally last week that she would retire as president of Merck's Vaccine and Infectious Disease Unit. My guess is this woman has a conscience, and she cannot go along to get along. A lot of people do go along to get along. Ted Kennedy was one of those guys that went along to get along. I mean, he didn't blow the whistle on his brother's murderers. And this one's out of The Guardian. We'll cover it on the other side of the break. How Nixon gave Ted Kennedy bodyguards to spy on his personal life. And here's one of the quotes from our, you know, good friend over at the Bohemian Club, Richard Nixon. I mean, he called those guys out, but he still went, folks. Too damn bad if he gets shot. That was the attitude of the president, who wanted agents to dig into potential rivals' super swinger lifestyle. There it is right there. We'll get to it on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom prison.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burton sitting in. We're going to go to Bob Chapman in just a moment, but I want to finish up on this Nixon story. Just a headline right here, how Nixon gave Kennedy bodyguards to spy on his personal life. So, you know, Ted Kennedy never stepped up to the plate, never said, my brothers were murdered, we need to get to the bottom of this, just kind of rode out a Senate career, tried to run for president at one point. Nixon considered Ted Kennedy such a threat that he tried to catch him cheating on his wife, even ordering aides to plant Secret Service bodyguards to spy on the senator's behavior. And when he pulled Secret Service protocol, he said, I don't give a damn if he gets shot. Mr. Chapman, how are you this morning?
Well, fine, thank you.
No, I want to talk.
How are you?
I am good. I want to get into this FDIC talking about their own bailout, just putting up a list of the top 400 banks that are toxic, that these banks aren't going to be around much longer. I mean, what is your take on this?
Well, my take has been for about 2 years ago, I projected that out of 8,400 banks, that approximately 40 to 50% would go under. So that would be from about 3,200, 3,300, all the way up to over 4,000. And now they're talking about 80 banks or 70, whatever it is. And, you know, what they've been doing on the side is absorbing smaller banks, particularly little ones, into the big banking system, and they're not telling anybody about it. So, you know, the XYZ Bank in Little Town, America, had a sign change last week to ABC Bank of New York or something. And people say, well, you know, as long as my money's safe, I don't care. One of the things that is to go along with that is that they, the FDIC, don't have any, doesn't have any money. And interesting the way they get their money. They get it from the banks. The banks pay it into the general fund, and then as the FDIC uses it, they request funds from the general fund, which are meted out to them. Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security do the same thing. But anyway, they probably got about $10 billion, but they have committed themselves on unsecured loans of $368 million.
Mm-hmm.
And when Sheila Bair was asked about it, she kind of forgot to answer. There was I saw her on, I don't know, it was ABC. It's in the next issue, incidentally, tomorrow. It's a link. And she didn't answer that, but she kind of frowned when the question was asked. But she's pretty honest, and she doesn't seem to be too political, and she's very bright. And the bottom line is this. About 3 months ago, she informally asked the Treasury Department to talk to Congress about getting her $500 billion. Now, to put that into perspective, 70 to 75% of all the deposits are held by four banks. Most people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the same banks that hold these deposits are essentially bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to cover 1% of all of the money under $250,000 in the accounts at all the banks, they would need $700 billion. So, as you can see, there's virtually no coverage for FDIC. They don't have the money. And even if they got $700 billion, they would only have enough money to cover the 1% of people who have deposits, besides bailing the banks out.
So what happens here? I mean, you just talked about how the four banks have 75% of this debt. Now, these are the big banks. These banks aren't going to go under. Most people don't realize that. They're going to swallow up these small banks. But what happens? I mean, this is obviously a consolidation of power. We're obviously seeing the big banks gaining more and more power as the small banks go under. But what happens if the FDIC fails?
Nobody gets anything.
It's just done. It's beyond a bank holiday is what you're telling me.
That's correct.
Okay.
I don't think it's imminent now, but it'll happen sometime in the next few years. And when? Probably 2 to 2.5 years from now, when inflation, hyperinflation craps out and deflation takes over and the insiders decide that now's the time to pull a plug on everybody. And that's why I was just going to say, it's so important. You don't have more than 3 months operating expenses in the bank. You get $5,000 at home and you're safe in small bills. You get rid of all of your investments in the stock market except gold and silver shares. You get out of your bonds. You get out of your cash values and insurance policies and annuities, and you put the money into gold and silver-related assets.
Why do you think that they're announcing this, though? I mean, obviously, that's the way to protect yourself is to get gold and silver, and Midas Resources is a great way to do this. But why are they trying to soften the public up right now to warm them up to the idea that the FDIC is over? What is this? Why are they admitting that essentially the FDIC has no money as of today?
Well, they're admitting it because they have to admit it under the law.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with the Federal Reserve. I saw Bonnie Frank at a town hall type of meeting. I think it was in Taunton, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of his constituency. And Frank might be a lot of things, but he's not stupid. And he said at the very end of the conversation, because somebody asked about 1207,
mm-hmm.
the bill to investigate and audit the Federal Reserve, he says it will be passed next month.
Really? He actually admitted that this bill is going to go through the Senate. That's interesting because I don't know if you saw the clip of Geithner being asked about 1207 and auditing the Fed, but he just parrots the same exact talking points that Bernanke parrots, that this can't be political and that the Fed is already transparent and it has oversight by Congress. But then if there's so much oversight by Congress, how did this bill, 1207, push through Congress so quickly?
Because the I think it's the I can't forget who does the oversight, but I saw the woman who does it, and she didn't know anything about anything, and she was interrogated in the House, and it was really pathetic. I mean,
so basically, they relegate that to just one or two constituents. It's not truly the Congress that has oversight. It's one person that they've appointed in the Congress who supposedly has oversight.
Yeah, but I think it's the Comptroller General's office or something like that. But anyway, the point is this. I think they're going to try to change the bill so it's not as onerous. And we'll see. But we're going to get action. And it could be a major turning point for us and the exposure of what people are doing and within the Fed and the connections. And we'll get to it all. And this is the most important thing that the Fed – that the elitists have, and it's the Federal Reserve. And in any way that we can block it from doing what they're doing and take power away from them, it gives us a better chance of overcoming the problems we've got. We've got to stop them from telling the banks, lend as much money as you want. Not 8 to 10 times, 50 times. And they did. And that's why we got the problem. And the other ones are supposed to be solving when they cause it in the first place, and we get to pay for it, $23.7 trillion.
And that was last month's number. Do you foresee some kind of a similar bailout for the FDIC somewhere where they announce that we are going to loan the FDIC, you know, $700 billion or $1 trillion, and then that money will again multiply beyond what we can even comprehend? Is that what's going to happen with this?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Well, what do you think that they're going to announce? Are they going to say, well, we're going to give them such and such money and then just allow them to print carte blanche as much cash as possible? Where do you see this going? I mean, is this going
to
be in the House? Is this going
to
be an emergency a week from now?
It has to go to Congress, and Congress will okay it. It's just like if they want to have a second program for stimulus and they want $1 trillion or $2 trillion or whatever they want, Congress will pass it.
It's unbelievable to me.
It's better than having a depression. They just don't want to have to face the music like everybody behind the scenes, all the bureaucrats from the revolving door out of Wall Street to Washington.
Do you imagine that they're going to, you know, pull something similar to the way that they did last year where they just say, look, it's over, and then all of a sudden – you know, if you don't pass this, guys, martial law is going to happen in the United States. Are they going to be threatening congressmen again? I mean, are we at that level?
I don't think they'll have to. I think they'll pass it anyway. And if they don't, or if they're not going to, then they will take out the sharp knives and say, look, everybody on in your constituency is going to be unemployed because the real unemployment, whisper, behind the scenes is 20.8% right now. Let's say it was right now. And your constituency is going to be around 32 to 35% in about 6 months. Now, do you want to pass this thing or don't you?
Well, let's talk about that. What is the unemployment rate? Because we're seeing in mainstream reports it's somewhere around 10 or 11%, but that has got to be a low ball number.
9.4. Look, this is the way it works. They produce the short-term unemployment is 9.4%. The long term from 1990 is U3. And I won't even go into that. But U6, they quote occasionally, and it's an official government figure. It's 16.8% unemployment, including short-term unemployment, people no longer getting checks from the state, people who are discouraged, and people who are working part-time. And a lot of people working part-time because the average work week is 33.1%. You put them all into U6, plus the birth-death ratio. Now, if you extract the birth-death ratio, which is, the government says, we can't get to all the small and medium-sized companies, so we're going to guess at it. Well, every time they guess, with the exception of a couple of times in the last 5 years, they 6 years, they have found an average of 185,000 new jobs per month, which they made out of thin air, which is nothing but a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So if you extract that from the 16.8, you get 20.8%.
Unbelievable.
And I'm not the only one that does these figures. John Williams does them as well, and John's better at it than I am. And John came out with 20.9. So we'll use John's figures.
Well, it seems like they're so similar. Why don't you tell people how they can get your information, Mr. Chapman?
Well, they can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's theinternational, FORECASTER.com. Or they can call toll-free 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178. You get a free introductory copy, and you can have either one by email or by hard copy through the Postal Service.
I kind of want to jump subject matter right now. I have this article that I haven't been able to cover. University tackles a new world order. Okay, and in the first paragraph, it says a new world political and social order, an environmentally sustainable planet, world peace, and a new internet system to replace the one that's creaking under the weight of mass multimedia. These are the core aims of the University of Essex's new research strategy. Now, I just released my trailer for Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined this week, and there are still people out there that don't believe a new world order either exists or is coming into being, but yet there are mainline articles like this one, and everything I just read off there is something we've been talking about here at InfoWars and something you've been talking about for decades. I mean, when you talk about a new world political and social order, an environmentally sustainable, their buzzword, planet, a world peace, yeah, okay, and a new internet system to replace the one that's creaking under the weight of all this multimedia. We've been telling you about Internet 2 for years. What does that tell you? Does that tell you that we are accelerating at a pace never before seen towards this globalist new world order when they're just printing it in mainline articles, having workshops at the University of Essex and other universities?
They're telling you that it's time for them to move because they want to set a public perception that this is absolutely necessary, and we better go do this, among other things. And they want to create the image that this Internet is creaking. I mean, it's only, 20 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. About 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not creaking under anything. They just want to get control of it. They want to form a new network so they can bypass this. In the new network, there won't be any Alex Jones or Jason or Bob or anybody else.
I think that you're spot on with that. And again, the headline out of the Drudge Report right now that goes to CNET is about this Cybersecurity Act and the latest provisions on the bill. They have a 55-page draft. And, of course, not only the Cybersecurity Act, but the Cyberbullying Act, where if you... you know, you insult somebody, you call somebody fat on the internet, you might be, you might be in trouble, Bob. It might be a crime. You might have to have your internet shut off, and you might need to go to prison. And then they're using this pop icon, Miley Cyrus, to promote this to the younger generation as if it's the norm. And we don't need free speech in this country.
Well, they're doing the same thing in Canada as well. I'm running a piece under Canada that came from the Globe and Mail. And they're into this hate speech, which is what you're talking about, because if I called you fat, Jason, well, that's hate speech. And if you call me fat, to me, Bob, it's true. But anyway, no, not quite. But the point is, I just thought I'd make a joke. The point is, not only can they put you in jail, but they can confiscate your assets. And that's really the underlying a notion of the article from the Globe and Mail.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you get a chance, you're getting my publication, go into Canada and look for that link and take a look at it. It's ominous, and it's happening all over the world. It's just not England, the United States, and Canada. It's happening elsewhere as well.
And they're building the infrastructure right now in this country with Obama, you know, just coming out and saying we're going to have a new cybersecurity office and we're going to have a cybersecurity czar. Did you ever think that we would see the day in the United States where we had czars again?
No, and it's something that is being used to bypass law, bypass Congress, And so that the executive branch will have its own little kingdom. And we can hark back to Elizabeth the First, Elizabeth the Second we have now, and the evolution of dictatorial government.
It is the evolution of dictatorial government. And as you said, the national security apparatus that is building this infrastructure is just completely unbelievable. They will invoke their executive powers and just say, look, we're beyond the law. We're beyond checks and balances. We decide what we want to do. And, you know, that's why I make it a point to let people know everything you do on your cell phone and on the internet right now, if you're with a major provider, and everybody listening right now is with a major provider, is tracked, traced, and databased. They have the secret room. It went to court. They threw it out of court from Bush's retroactive immunity. Then it went to appeals court. They threw it out of appeals court last June. We'll be back with Bob Chapman. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex coming up in about 6 minutes with Dr. Mark Siegel of Fox News, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Eisenstein, and, of course, the economic hitman, John Perkins. I am joined by Bob Chapman. We're going to be going to him in a moment. But first, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 1-800-409-5633. If you want the best storable non-GMO foods in case of an emergency, this is it, eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. You know, we were just talking about, you know, cybersecurity, the cybersecurity czar, the new office. But in reality, just like I said, Bob, they're already track tracing and databasing everything we're doing. They've set up an infrastructure where, you know, Homeland Security, local police forces all believe that, you know, extremists with Ron Paul bumper stickers and don't tread on me flags are the next terrorists. I mean, where is our society headed?
Totalitarianism. And it's already there. It's not headed. It is in it already. And that's part of the game that we're watching here.
I mean, essentially, are we lying to ourselves if we think anything less? I mean, I just read an article yesterday, you know, all about the truth about lying and what a morally degraded culture we are. And this is in Newsweek, how we tell lies. You know, 3 out of every 10 things we say is just a complete and total lie. And then we lie to ourselves about how serious situations are. And we've been lying to ourselves about this economy for years and years and years now as they pull the rug from under us. I mean, are we going to wake up and, you know, become free citizens again? Or are we just going to grovel under this new dictatorship?
Well, I think that we've made great headway with the American public, particularly over the last couple of years, because of programs like this and a handful of newsletters that get out there and get massive circulation, like mm-hmm. mine. Mm-hmm. And the public's coming around. You can see it in the town hall meetings, and it's encouraging. To how much more power we can get within that movement remains to be seen, but hopefully it'll be very powerful. It's coming along, and what's going to make it viable is more people getting involved. That's the key, and so that's why we have to work harder and harder and harder to be able to stop the juggernaut, which is the Federal Reserve and the revolving door from Wall Street to New York City and so on and so to Washington, D.C., and so on and so forth.
And you remember, you can't even go outside of the Federal Reserve and film without having security come up to you, ask you a million questions, want your identification. The last time I was there and I was filming outside, oh, we just had that shooting up in D.C. A couple of weeks ago. And I'm thinking to myself, how are you comparing me and what I'm doing with a tripod and a camera on a sidewalk to a madman who walked into a Holocaust museum and started shooting people with a gun? I mean, did he have a camcorder? It's complete ridiculousness. And then they want every little piece of information, and they threaten you. I mean, these banksters are truly in control. They are truly above government, and they don't want 1207 to pass. Like you said, if 1207 does pass through the Senate, they want that bill revised in such a manner it really cripples what it was intended to do.
Well, you're probably absolutely right, and we have to see if we can stop that. And you do that by going to all the members of the House and the Senate, and you tell them, the bill's coming up next month. It's going to be voted on. It will be passed. But we want it passed in the language that it's been set up in, not some character of a carcass of the original bill.
Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and I'll see you next week.
Folks, I didn't even get to sheriff teacher jailed for drug conspiracy. Operation Carlito's Way targeted cross-border smuggling of cocaine and marijuana. That's right, our heroes in the Sheriff Department of Texas and of the school system dealing drugs just like the shadow government did in the 80s and continues to do today. Hey, if it's good enough for them, why not our local officials? It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex coming up after the break. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.